and we drilled a hole down through and put a spike in there, crossed them this way. That just made a regular cross out of them. And then we nailed them. So we conceived the idea that this flying jenny should have seats on it. Back in those days, all the canned goods came in wood boxes, two dozen, about the same as the number two can is packed in the carton that you see nowadays. Only there was three boards on the bottom, three boards on the top, and three on the side. And each of those boards had two nails at each end on them. So we took the side out of one of them, and then in the middle board, we took and nailed that to the flying jenny. Well, it was time for the carnival to start, and we charged two pins to ride the flying jenny. And we got four passengers on the flying jenny. And we started out, and as the momentum started, why, these youngsters or these kids sitting in the, is it all right to use that swine?
Right, anything you say.
Sitting in the flying jenny would lean over this way instead of in this way. Finally, the pressure got too great. And all those boxes let loose at the same time, just pulled the middle loose from the middle board, because all you could see was legs and boards flying in the air. When you said flying jenny, that's the first thing that come to my mind. It was really funny. But anyway, that broke the carnival up. One of the boys said it was a put-up game, and we got in a fight.
A flying jenny.
Yeah, that, I always think of that. It was.
Well, now here's another device. What did you have any name for a, or did you even have this device, a limber plank that's suspended at the ends? Was it
for a dive?
Well, no, it was suspended here at the ends, and the limber plank that you went up and down on that was held at the ends.
No,
I see.
We never had
that. Yeah, I don't recall ever seeing.
I don't either.
Like that.
I don't recall anything.
It was called a juggling board, but
it is.
Didn't come to this part of the country.
No, it never got here.
I don't believe so. Well, here's something that has been in this part of the country. The familiar container for coal, a load of coal that you'd bring into the house if you were firing a stove in the house rather than
like a coal bucket, you mean?
Yeah,
that's and they called them coal hods too. Was another name for them, coal hod.
Right. Now I think you were talking about this last night, but a one-wheeled garden vehicle with two arms.
Yeah, a garden plow is what we always heard.
Well, now, okay. And if you put, if it had a bed in it, then what would you call it?
Wheelbarrow.
Now, what word was used around here? The word that's familiar to you for a portable mineral piece, kind of long, like sharpening side.
We always referred to them as a grindstone.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, did the grindstone, did that apply to the portable piece, rectangular as well as the round one?
A rectangular stone, you mean?
Yeah. Did you use the same word for the big one that you spun around as you did for the little device?
The little device, the square one, we referred to it as the whetstone.
I see.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. But the big stone, the round one, usually was on a frame that is similar to a truss or something like that. We would refer to, you know, like carpenters use to saw wood on. And then they had a crank on it. And a person would usually get somebody else to turn the crank while they sharpened a knife or an axe or something like that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Right. Well, now, changing things a little bit, now, if your car needed